Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
And also with us is our friend Ken.
Good morning.
There we go. thought you were going to try to copy him again.
Nope.
Ah, good boy.
It's not actually two people. It's just me and two different voices.
We're on the fourth issue of this boys story arc. If you'd like to check out our last coverage, check out our last three episodes.
Hey, you said episodes.
Yeah, I did it. So we go into this first issue, and we see a lot of naked guys.
Well, it starts out as a picture of an apartment building, maybe, or it's some kind of building with a bunch of rooms, and all you see is the word change. And then you run in, and it goes in there, and they're in this hallway, and you see a bunch of naked dudes.
It's the Teenage Kick from the previous issue.
Running across hallways into different rooms, and then you see them all banging different chicks, and then somebody else change again. And they all switch rooms again. And,
Just some nice, wholesome, all-American fun right there.
Right.
Yeah. And then, of course, we go to the next one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Which is, the other two people, which is Gunpowder and Popclaw, are in rooms of their own where they're not actually switching with everybody else. Gunpowder is getting whipped with looks like a cat of nine tails. Mm-hmm. And there's also some lube going onto a pistol inside of somebody's hand, and then
that's a strap-on. That's a straight strap-on.
No, that's a pistol.
No,
that's a pistol. That is a pistol. It might soon become a strap-on, but right now it's a pistol.
Well, no. Show me the picture.
She's wearing a strap-on, and she's pouring lube on.
Yes,
she's pouring lube onto a gun.
No, I see. Lift it up a little bit because it was low. Lift yours up again. Up. Oh, look, this is what I got. Let's see here. Hold on. They took the gun out.
They took the gun out?
Wow, yours is way different. And that actually kind of ruins some of the dialogue later on. Then we go down to Popclaw, and she's got, three chicks in her room with her, and she's basically telling them what to do while she watches and drinks.
I've got like 15.
That is a very different page.
Wait. So flip back to the first page then, because yours the same as ours for this part.
Yeah.
Okay. That's weird. So they just changed panels.
Page.
So I've got this digitally. You've got my copy, Ron, of the first volume. This is the digital of the omnibus. So I'm wondering if they changed it in the omnibus now.
They must have.
Huh.
That's a weird change to make,
right?
Though. Like,
okay.
But anyways, and on the other, this kind of threw me off a little bit because right here he's like in an apartment building across from them looking through binoculars.
Yeah.
And watching what's going on.
Talk about Huey. Yeah.
Huey is like, and he's recording everything that's going on by the looks of the equipment behind him.
Or at least listening, if not.
Or listening. I guess.
So
he's just got this look on his face and he's like, wow, what the serious fuck?
Well, because he has also
he's
also been led to believe, like the rest of the world, that these guys are superheroes and they're wholesome. He's
virtuous and good.
Yeah, he's becoming aware being around the boys and also having what happened to his girlfriend happen. Like, he's becoming aware that they're not, you know, altruistic and all that. It is a shocking reality. You know, when it all comes crashing down. So we go to a meeting of the seven. basically, Homelander is just trying to get everything in order. A-Train is being a jackass to Starlight.
He's making dick-sucking faces and slurping noises at her.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then
while she's trying to introduce herself to
the rest of
them,
and trying to avoid acknowledging what she did.
Yep.
Yeah.
We also, this is where we get the Deep, who is the Aquaman equivalent. And what was this guy's name?
Jack from Jupiter.
Jax, yes. He is the Martian Manhunter equivalent. They're bitching because their sales for their property.
Well, no, they aren't getting an equal percentage of merchandising. And they're like, you know, when we signed on, it was supposed to be everybody gets an equal percent. And then Homelander's like, yeah, but the big three of us get more because we make more money than you do. And our sales are what keeps the sales going. And by the big three, he means the Wonder Woman equivalent.
Queen Maeve.
What the hell's her name?
Queen Maeve. Black Noir.
Homelander and Black Noir. Yeah.
Basically the
Batman, Superman, yeah. And Wonder Woman. Yeah.
And this is the most important thing that they are discussing at their meeting of a major of their superhero group. It is a 0.25% of their merchandising profits. That is what they dedicate an entire meeting to discussing.
Yeah. And not just discussing, but like
they are
bitching
angry
back and forth at each other. Yeah.
Yeah, and, I hate that Maeve, or not Maeve, Starlight's just sitting there like, really?
What the fuck?
This is what we're talking about?
Like, she keeps getting more disenchanted as she goes.
Mm-hmm. Go back to Huey spying on the teen kicks, and we also see that Butcher is there now. And Huey's just like, I can't believe this is happening, like, what the hell? Like, how is everybody just letting this happen? I think Huey or Butcher says that the owner of the building, you know, it's whatever. Like, he doesn't seem to care, and so he obviously could care less when I put bugs in the place. So
then, one of the things I'd like to point out though is Butcher talks about, you know, like they get the money's good, but getting a length off of a soup is no joke. Mm-hmm. And it shows a girl basically bleeding, you know, sitting there like,
yeah, because this is,
you know, you can tell that her insides are getting destroyed. Basically.
This is basically a whorehouse. These women are prostitutes
or
ladies of the night.
And they are all drugged up, and they are very obviously in a ton of pain.
Yes.
Not just drugged up, but you see that the coke they're snorting is blue.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Huey even mentions that. He's like, that's not coke. That, you know, whatever that is, it's blue. And we'll find out more about that later. We go back to Homelander, and he is basically kicking A-Train's ass because they were in an official meeting.
Right here, this picture, Homelander looks like M. Bison.
Yeah, I can see it. Yeah, just the way
stupid thing on his shoulder, the cape, the way he's standing. Anyways,
it works. Definitely the first time you see him as a menacing character where he's not
trying otherwise he looks like he's got a beer belly.
Where he's not trying to be happy and
put on a show. He's not trying to put on a face. Yeah. Starlight is walking by and she.
Well, around the corner.
Yeah, she sees. Yes, right. Because she hides and sees the rest of what's going on. A-Train tries to, like, protect himself. And Homelander's like, did you just raise a hand to me? And we get him with his heat vision, laser
heat
eyes.
Heat vision?
Yeah.
Sure.
Flaring up. And A-Train's like, no, Homelander, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Just, like, cowering like a little bitch that he is. And Homelander's like, that was an official meeting. We had Vought American, representatives there.
You don't fuck with our money, bitch.
That means money. You don't fuck with our money. Like, whoo.
Or we'll send you right back to the fucking stupid kicks.
Yep.
And then this right here, don't get up until I'm long gone. So he's lazy. He sits there prostrate on the floor, you know.
Yeah.
It shows what Homelander actually cares about.
His image. And money.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we go back to
Butcher Bing and Rainer.
Rainer, yeah. She came to DC? No. I don't know whether she came from DC.
New York.
Yeah, that's right. All the way from DC to drop off a package for Butcher.
But what she really wanted was to get a package.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, that's basically what he alludes to right here.
We do have to say.
You didn't have to bring.
I do got to say that he is, or she is married with kids. And that's not really much of anything, but it is an important distinguish. Because Butcher even says, like, you like to hate fuck me. You know that it's. You hate me, and you get off from it. So,
she's getting something from it, or she wouldn't keep meeting up with him.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's calling her out on her insistent claims that it's just business, and she's not enjoying it.
He basically says that, you know, you came here exactly for this. Bringing the package was a secondary thing. You could have given that. You had that brought to me by anybody else. You brought it here specifically, took the trip, and that's why you're here.
Yeah. So we then get...
I don't remember what these two douches' names are.
Big Game and... I don't remember. The Streak or something like that?
Jetpack or something?
Something. Basically the...
BH Kicks.
Well, yes. But it's like the Nightwing and Kid Flash, basically. They are at the premiere of Pearl Harbor 2.
How does that work?
It gets bombed again? I don't fucking know. But Mother's Milk is there, and he's spying on them as they're getting hand jobs. This, I don't know, royal dignitary or
Harris
whatever.
Harris.
Yeah.
Harris.
There we go. We then see, I don't remember these guys' names either.
Blarney.
I know Blarney.
And.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know the other.
I can't remember the other guys.
Electro Lad.
We've got the Frenchman.
The Whack Job.
Whack Job, thank you.
Okay.
It was
Big Game and Jet Streak getting hand jobs, and then Whack Job and.
Big Streak, there we go. Go ahead.
Meanwhile, you've got six of Teenage Kicks visiting a hospital to entertain kids while one of them entertains kids. One of them steals drugs. Two of them are having... Nope. And the other two are both pairing off with each... The other four are each pairing off in groups of two. And
well,
the French...
No.
Big Game is making out with Shout Out. And getting his dick sucked by Dog Knot.
You are correct.
Those are two different instances. Those are Huey finds. And then we got Popclaw cutting herself, and the female is spying on her. So it's basically a montage of all the kicks being
corruption
assholes, and
yeah, it's all their corruption. Basically.
And Butcher is loving all of it.
All of their truly fucked up personal things with no restraint or anything to keep them from doing whatever the hell they want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Butcher meets up with Huey in an unmarked van because...
Yeah, now they're in a van for the surveillance.
Well, on the move. So, yeah, gotta keep up with them.
Yeah.
And they're talking, and he's just like, you know, how are you enjoying yourself? And I think Huey says something along the lines of, you know, I wasn't really sure about this, but just seeing all this happen, I'm kind of liking it. And Bush is like, all right, cool. Hey, lean forward real quick, and then he ejects
some blue shit into him
into his neck. And Huey's like, what the hell was that?
He's like, what the fuck, dude? Like, what the fuck are you doing to me?
Uh-huh.
He's like, oh, don't worry. It's just like this, you know, it's potency it's, drug that gives you superpowers.
Oh, by the way, superpowers aren't normal. They're all from a drug.
Surprise! Yeah. From this drug, Compound V. Like the so the stuff that the ladies of the night were taking before.
Damn it, Joey. Call them whores or hookers or slags. You know, whatever. Slags, there you go.
They were taking a refined version, like a powder version.
I thought it was cocaine laced with it.
Maybe it was. I don't know. But whatever they took gave them the powers or gave them an ability
gave their vaginas the strength to get beat up by super dick.
Yeah, to handle it for the couple hours. But when you have a pure strain like what I just gave you, you're going to have powers forever. Sorry.
So, by the way, I just shot you with that drug. It's permanent. And yeah. then after he's been shot with it, he gets a chance to ask if there's any side effects.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And he's like, and by the way, I'm fucking going home. And he's like, that's fine. You might need some sleep. And he's like, no, to fucking Glasgow, you asshole.
No, I like the side effects, though, of your shit turns blue. That's it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And do you ever wonder, does that really happen, or is Butcher just fucking with him?
I mean, they never show it.
I bet you that your first shit probably is blue.
It's going to take a while to get through your system. Who knows? Who knows?
Could you imagine trying to explain that? Like, you clog a toilet in some place and just walk away.
I mean, that's one way to determine if someone's a superhero or not. Pay attention to their toilet.
And I think they even stated when Butcher first met up with Huey, how there are superheroes everywhere. Like, everywhere. So, if somebody sees a blue shit just there, they would be probably okay with it because it's quote unquote normal now.
Because he does talk about it being laced into like the food and other things that like, and there's random sequences and you know it's inherent. So
yeah. So we go. Huey's like done. I'm leaving. He goes back to his hotel. We've got the one cracked out guy.
Lunch.
Yeah.
Lunch.
He's like Huey doesn't know what to do. Like he doesn't want to leave, but at the same time, he's not being listened to. You know,
he's not comfortable with the trust that's not happening here.
Yeah. So he's going to sleep on it.
Right before he turns off the light,
we get the flood of blood speckled,
blood flecked semen coming under his door.
That's a lot of fucking semen, dude. I don't know about you, but
right,
I've never been able to put that much in one shot. I'm just saying, I know
how much blood you cut it with, I guess.
Maybe somebody had made themselves a cocktail and spilled it under his door.
Somebody could have been storing that up for a week.
Get it? Cocktail?
Yeah, I got it. I don't want to...
It's a dick joke because it's semen.
I don't want to end on that bad joke, but that's the end of the issue. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this boy's story arc.